John, Donegal and Tyrone meeting tonight.
The stats will show the two top teams plus Dublin, they're there, and this is the big one for us tonight. So it's a great game to be going to, Tom. Like, at the end of the day, it's where you want to be, top of the league, playing the top teams at this time of year.
Yeah, and tell me, well, we haven't talked in a few weeks. What do you make of Tyrone and their progression this year?
I think, Tom, in fairness, I think they're progressing well. Like, as you know me, I've always sort of been concerned, always concerned how we are defensively, and I think defensively we're sound, Tom. Ron McNamee's back in there and he's making an awful difference. You could even see on Sunday against Cavan that when he wasn't there, he didn't start. You know, for 5 minutes he was on, well, I suppose everybody sort of were, they may have had a bit of a tough lesson at half time maybe, but you know, everything seemed to work well, and defensively Rona was going well until he got the black card. So defensively I think we're sound, Tom, and as I keep saying, with young McClure being introduced at midfield, although he didn't start on Sunday either, but he has come on leaps and bounds there. So midfield wise I'll be happy. I just still be concerned about, you know, the number of scores we can get, Tom, from play. Like, first half against Cavan, we didn't, I think he may have got maybe 1 or 2 points tops, you know, that was it. So, like, that's the concern for me at the minute, looking at Tyrone.
Yeah, how much is that down to the style of football, maybe, and been going back to being a little bit ultra-defensive, or is it maybe lack of a real quality scoring forward?
Well, Tom, I think you're spot on there, because I'll be honest with you, I suppose nearly a lot of teams do it nowadays, we run the ball more than let the ball in. And you could see on Sunday again that maybe Mickey's trying something different. He had Sean Cavan at full forward, and Matty was playing, sort of, they were swapping the role around, you know, and every so often they're letting the ball in. It didn't really come to much, but it was a change of system in my opinion on Sunday for Tyrone. And it's possible maybe that Mickey's looking at that and saying that maybe we're not getting enough scores with the way we're playing it. We're running the ball, and we are a small forward line, Tom. There are not many big lads in there. So maybe that's something he's tried out, and he's probably seen maybe the fact that we're not getting enough scores on the board, that maybe this is another way of maybe trying to get a few scores on the board. So it was obviously tried on Sunday against Cavan, but it didn't really do much. Like, you know, it's something that you probably need a lot of work at.
Yeah, Matty Donnelly seems to be the man that they're moving around to fix all kind of gaps and all kind of holes.
As I say, Matty was midfield last year, and he obviously got an all-star at that position, but when you look at him in there, I just don't know if that's his best position. I think Matty's better, in my opinion, he's better playing facing the goals. He's better going towards you, but that's what they're trying. The minute they're tying him around, as you say, the fact that we've got young McClure now and McNulty and plus Colin Kavanagh, you know, we do have men there that can maybe stand in and play midfield without any worries about having him in there. So like, he is a versatile footballer, and fair, Tom, to be fair.
Yeah.
He's playing him there full forward. Centre half back's a position that I'd always like to have seen him play, but I'm not picking the team, Tom. So.
Yeah. Anyway, looking into the game, well, obviously he rested the under 21s, did he, last week, Mickey?
He did rest him, yeah.
Yeah.
And
so
obviously with the draw at the weekend or during the week, it's going to be.
You're talking about who? Lee Brennan is the only one, is it really?
Lee's the only player I really that would be pushing for. I don't know if there's anybody else, but there's. Lee's the one man that was pushing. Like, he's at forward and he's a scoring forward, and he can score his frees and 50s and stuff, so he's the one player probably that would be he'd be looking at to be coming in, but I'm sure Mickey will rest him for that match, so I'm sure he'll not be in, but I can still see Mickey maybe changing the team around again on Sunday, because there was a few changes on Sunday. Obviously, you know, as I said, McNamee didn't start at full back, and Ron O'Neill didn't start on forward line. There's a lot of change. There were a few changes, whether they're forced changes or Mickey's trying stuff, I don't know. But I still feel that on Sunday, Tom, you know, I haven't seen a lot of Donegal live, but I've seen them on TV, and they're, to me, the team at the minute that's probably playing as well as Tyrone when it comes to the style of football they play, the running game. And as I keep saying, when you've got the likes of Michael Murphy on your side, Tom, then anything's possible from that point of view, where you can get scores and what he produces from scores.
And tell me, what do you think the Tyrone approach will be to the game tonight? Because obviously there's points up for grabs, which probably could propel you into a league final, and then there's the highly likely outcome of your looking at facing each other in an ultra semi final down the road.
That's right. Well, I suppose at this stage, Mickey would tell you that he's not even looking that far ahead. But there's obviously that thing you have to look at in championship that you are facing them, and whether you want to show your hand to a team like Donegal at this stage, I'm not sure if Mickey would be. Sometimes I know that Mickey would say he wouldn't even consider them things, but sometimes you have to be careful too. But the way in the modern game, Tom, there's so much analysing going on. The teams are analysed to an extent where they can really tell you what they're going to do next. You know that every manager has that at hand. So I don't know, Tom. I still think that I know that Tyrone will definitely be going out with all guns blazing to win this match. You know, at the end of the day, he'll be top of the league with another 2 points. That's where he wants to be, a league final, as Mickey's obviously has. As we spoke at the start of this campaign, staying up was the main one. But now at this stage, when you are in a situation where you could get the league final, well, I'm sure that's what he's going for. So he'll not be down there with any notions of just competing. They'll be looking to win the match.